Hey everyone, this is Josh Reeves, and I'm really grateful today to talk to you with a charge. And the charge is to support you in creating some creative affirmations for the new year. And in my experience, creating these creative affirmations can make a big difference in one's life. Now, there are some fallacies that come with affirmations, in my opinion. The first is that the purpose of affirmations is somehow to uplift our self-esteem, even though that can be a byproduct of them. You know, if I affirm I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me, I'm going to start believing it. And that idea that I'm not enough, that affirmation that sometimes is existed in my unconscious or wreaked its terrible head at different times in my life, that that's going to go away. And in my experience, that affirmation, Josh, you're such an idiot, it doesn't go away. It's still there. It still lingers. And so although affirmations can, as a byproduct, uplift our self-esteem and help us reveal deeper truths about ourselves, it's not my experience that they erase some of those negative beliefs that we carry with us, but they can help us overcome them. Affirmations as well are, for me, not a trick to manipulate the universe into demonstrating for us in some way that it wouldn't if we didn't affirm it. For example, I remember a friend of mine telling me about babysitting a child of a family who had just gotten involved in the Church of Religious Science, and the kid has been listening to some of this positive stuff that they are hearing in the youth church, and there's a babysitting going on, and the parents get home, and it's time to go to bed, but the child is watching a movie. And they tell the child it's time to get ready for bed, and he does the best he can to put himself in kind of a lotus position like this and begins to repeat, I am finishing the rest of the movie. I am finishing the rest of the movie. And as you can imagine, he was sent to bed. And yet, underlining, we see this fallacy of affirmations, that it's not about manipulating the universe into doing something for you. It's about co-creating your life with spirit. And that perhaps is the most dynamic idea that the science of mind and spirit offers us, that you can co-create your life with a creative mind, that our thoughts, our choices, our feelings, our intentions, our dreams, our vision, when combined with a power greater than we are, we can co-create our life. Ernest Holmes, the founder of our faith, he gives this very dynamic definition of life, simple yet dynamic. Life is infinite potential combined with unlimited creative imagination. Infinite potential. That could be a synonym for God. This idea that all that we mean when we use this term God is the infinite potentiality, the acorn in all things, the matrix. This infinite possibility resides in all things. And when it combines with unlimited creative imagination, it can bring forth what that potential is. Now, this unlimited creative imagination, this is that part that includes us, because we are part of mind itself. We are connected with intelligence. And so through our intentionality, through our prayerfulness, through our knowingness, through our wants, desires, and longings, if we can realize that we are connected with this unlimited potential and think creatively, it's interesting to see what we attract ourselves to and what we attract to us in our lives and the amazing things that can happen. Emerson referred to life as a laboratory. And I think about that often when it comes to what we're about to do, which is to form some creative affirmations for our lives with the awareness that we are connected with an unlimited potential and an infinite creative imagination. And so I invite you to ask yourself a couple questions today. You can answer them in your mind. you can pause this and write them down as well. And ask yourself, what is it that I most want to experience in 2024? What is it that I most want to experience in 2024? I often think of the words from Oriah Mountain Dreamer. She says something to do with the effect of talking about intimacy. That intimacy is what I ache for. Intimacy with myself, intimacy with others, intimacy with all of life. And when I think about what I want to experience most in 2024, that word intimacy comes to mind. I want to feel connected. I want to feel that I'm living a true life. I want to feel authentic. I would also invite you to ask yourself how you want to most show up in 2024. How you most want to show up in 2024. For me, I also think of the words of Henry Nouwen. He gives the example of not wanting to experience his life as a bunch of accidents and random encounters, but as a bunch of divine appointments and synchronicities. And so I know how I want to show up is in a way that is at one with the flow of my life. And I want to show up and have the byproduct of that be a kind of thriving. I want to thrive in my work. I want to thrive in my relationships. I want to thrive in my personal life. And so in awareness of the answers to these questions, I'm going to invite you to either articulate some affirmations in your mind or to write some down. Normally during these Wednesday night insights, when I'm done and the practitioner prays, there's a kind of candle flame that goes up. And I'm going to request Bobby, if he's willing, to throw up the candle image now to give you a couple minutes to just write some affirmations for yourself. They can be I am statements, they could be statements of truth, they can be whatever works for you, because there's the opportunity to edit them and to better clarify them a little later. I did this before, and so as you're watching this candle flame, I'm going to read some that I came up with. So mute me or listen to me and see if it inspires you as well. Some of the ones I've written for myself. Solitude creates more time for me. Solitude creates more time for me. Creativity is at the center of my life. Creativity is at the center of my life. I am experiencing incredible love and am incredibly loving. I am experiencing incredible love and am incredibly loving. I see others, and as a byproduct of that, I am seen. I see others, and as a byproduct of that, I am seen. My thriving is a direct result of my way of life. My thriving is a direct result of my way of life. Growth is taking place all around me. Growth is taking place all around me. I am riding the momentum of a divine mind. I am riding the momentum of divine mind. May we all become spiritual surfers. So I hope you've written some affirmations down, and here are the ones I want you to choose for yourself. And for 2024, what I hope for you is that you can articulate 3 to 5 dynamic, creative affirmations for your life that in your morning spiritual practice or before you go to bed, you can repeat these affirmations. The idea behind these affirmations is they shouldn't be so specific that it's as if you are controlling and manipulating them. I am having a divine romantic relationship with Brie Larson is a perfectly fine affirmation, but it's so specific that it comes from a consciousness of wanting to control the outcome of my life, then I'm not including that divine intelligence that may have something else in mind for me. See, that's the thing about co-creating with this divine mind. We get a say, but so does it. When our creative imagination touches that infinite possibility, there is a connection made and amazing things can come forward. So don't be so specific that you limit the divine's creative imagination in your life. You want this to be broad enough that it not only means something to you when you say the affirmation itself, but that it can have a unique meaning each day. I had 4 creative affirmations in 2023, and I think I've shared them with you before. The first was, I am stepping into the next dynamic phase of my ministry. When I articulated that affirmation, I didn't know what it meant or what I wanted, but what it assisted me to do was to think about how I could stretch a little bit more each day and focused on being a better person as a minister and showing up with better qualities and working on my talks and trying to be a more accountable leader. This affirmation has assisted me. The second affirmation is, I am experiencing inspiring abundance. I am experiencing inspiring abundance. And although I was very grateful to money that came to me from different sources this year, and I'm grateful for the abundance in my life, where this really helped me were times where I had to spend a lot of money. We moved this year. We got a new car into our family this year. And there were times where I certainly at the end didn't have as much money in my bank account as I wanted. But by saying that affirmation, it helped me to realize that I was grateful to be abundant enough to be able to pay for the moving expenses or the security deposit or the down payment on the car. So I did experience inspiring abundance, and I got to see more from the eyes of abundance as opposed to looking for it or seeing a lack of it in my life. The third was, I am participating in meaningful relationships. What this really helped me to do was when I was in the morning saying my spiritual practice, and if I didn't have a plan to make a meaningful connection with someone that day, it was an opportunity to do that. Josh, text your mom. Call your brother. Make sure you let so-and-so in the office know what they mean to you and how grateful you are for them. So that affirmation helped me build purposeful and meaningful relationships without just hoping that activities and connections would happen. And the last one for me was, I am healthy and well. I am healthy and well. And it was a broad affirmation, but you know where it really helped me is when I was saying it in the morning and I wasn't as healthy or well as I knew I could be. And so saying that affirmation each day and imagining what it could look like, it helped me cut down on drinking some. It helped me cut down on sleeping pills I was trying to take to help me sleep. It helped me remember how much I love going out and running. It helped me set a better plan of what I was going to eat and when that day. And so it wasn't about being hard on myself, but it was about making a daily commitment to being healthy and well. And when I say in the mornings, I am happy, healthy, and well, I added a happiness in there, and I really am, it makes me really proud, and it builds a momentum for moving throughout our day. And so I invite you to choose and keep articulating 3 to 5 affirmations. You don't have to decide on them yet, because I want to invite you to be with me next week when I'm going to talk about what I call the triple A of affirmations. And we're going to learn how to articulate our affirmations, how to anchor our affirmations, and how to apply them to the different areas of our lives. And what I believe and what I promise you is, if you step into 2024 with a sense of creative purpose, with a recognition that you are a co-creator in your life, that amazing things are going to happen through this important, vital, and vibrant practice of creative affirmations.